on this Thursday afternoon, opening day of the Masters Golf Tournament, and a pretty impressive performance underway from one Jordan Spieth. Let's get more information on that as we go to the Augusta National Golf Course, where we're joined by Shane Bacon of Fox Sports. And I don't know, can Spieth wrap this thing up today the way he's playing?
I might have to just give it to him. When you're hitting shots that are hitting trees and popping out in the middle of the fairway and hitting punch outs that hit the stick like he just did on 14, I was not old enough when Tiger came around in 96 and 97 to fully grasp what he was bringing to the game. But what this kid's doing right now in golf week in and week out and what he's doing today, words just can't really explain it. I mean, it's one of those things. I'm going to have to rewatch his round later tonight just to really fully get a sense of exactly what's happening. I mean, he's going about it stress-free, really, which is the crazy part.
Now, has the buzz already begun to spread around Augusta National?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. You know, it takes a lot to bump Tiger from the headlines and to bump Tiger from the number one storyline. And Tiger's bumped. I mean, this is really special what he's doing. I mean, we've seen a 63 in an opening round of the Masters before when Norman did it in 96. But, I mean, a 21-year-old kid doing it. Again, this easy. I mean, that's the thing that's crazy. He hasn't really been in trouble yet today. I mean, he hasn't had a chance to make a bogey yet on a golf course that the number one player in the world said just breaking par was a good round. And, I mean, you know, Spieth's currently 7-under.
Well, let's look at some of the other guys who are playing quite well today. A familiar face on day one. Justin Rose always seems to do a pretty good job on the first round of the Masters. It's hanging in there for 72 that's been the challenge for him.
Yeah, it's, he's done really well in the opening rounds. I mean, obviously now a major winner, a little bit different than say, years ago when he's done this before. I just think Rose is the kind of player that has the ability to win at every major championship venue, which isn't always the case with some of these guys. I mean, I think Bubba sets up so well for Augusta, but maybe not so well for a U.S. Open. Rose is the type of player I think could win all four at some point in his career. So not really that surprising. I mean, just a solid round of golf from him and a name that, will most likely keep this going. He's not the kind of guy at this point in his career that's probably going to go out and shoot 75 or 76 on Friday and Saturday to get himself out of contention.
Well, I tell you, and you tweeted, and it was a beautiful tweet about a half hour ago. You said a 65-year-old shot 1-under today, and a 45-year-old and a 21-year-old are battling atop the leaderboard. And that's why we watch not just the Masters, but golf in general.
Well, and that's, to me, Augusta, one of the only things that to me is a drawback about the Masters these days is the fact that the distance has made some of these older guys not nearly a factor. And it's nice to see somebody like Tom Watson. I mean, obviously the way Couples has played in the past, but, Couples is just still so long. He can play any golf course. But the conditions today made it where I think I saw Watson's average second shot into a par four today was over 200 yards. It was something like 204 yards. But when the conditions are soft like this and the greens are taking in shots, you can hit those kind of irons. It's when it really dries out to me that it makes it tough for these guys. So, a special round, and I think if he makes the cut, he'll be the oldest person to ever make the cut at the Masters. And really, it makes sense. I mean, the fact that Watson's been around for so long and did what he did at that 09 British Open, it would be, I almost feel like it wouldn't be right if he wasn't the guy to have that record.
Well, and maybe there was a bit of a sign yesterday that this was going to be a special weekend when 75-year-old Jack Nicklaus went out and nailed that hole-in-one in the par 3 day.
At first ace he's ever made at the Masters, full tournament or par 3. I said, and it's crazy because it's happening, I said that was going to be the moment of the tournament. It was going to be really hard for something to eclipse that. And then what Jordan Spieth's doing today, we almost forget. It feels like that was a week ago when Nicklaus did that. So, that's why the Masters is so cool. I mean, you see stuff like Jack Nicklaus and, playing golf and hitting golf shots. We don't get to see Jordan play ball or from that, fit eras, Bill Walton playing basketball. You're not getting to see that, yet you get to see Nicklaus out there once a year hitting golf shots alongside, the Spieths and the Zach Johnsons and stuff. So it was a really cool moment, and one I think a Jack will really remember, considering he has so many good memories from Augusta.
We're talking with Shane Bacon of Fox Sports at Augusta National for round one of the Masters. As far as Tiger Woods goes, what's your feeling? Do you think he makes the cut?
The issue with the cut at the Masters is it's the 10-shot rule. And, I mean, the issue is, you know, as long as nobody runs away from it, a lot of guys make the cut. Now we have a situation where somebody's running away from it. I don't think he's going to make the cut just because, it's been a little loose today. He's held on for as long as he could. It's just, you know, coming back to a tournament that's this tough. I mean, Augusta's, you know, besides what Spieth and Ernie Els are doing, it's a really, really tough place to play. And just to come back after this long, it's just unrealistic to expect too much. And we'll see if he holds it together. But it's just, you know, it's just a lot to ask for a guy to play this golf course in a major championship setting with this much kind of time away.
For a long time, lefties struggled or seemed to at Augusta, but now I think six left-handers have won in the last 12 years. The way the course is set up, and you're a lefty golfer yourself, I believe, does it benefit left-handers a little?
Oh, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, it's always been a benefit. The fact that somebody like Phil can move the ball right to left. You know, when Phil won his first major in 2004, it was his Masters. Phil was obsessed with hitting a draw most of his life, and he decided to go to that cut, and it worked out really well for him there. Obviously, you know, walking away with his first win, gone on to win three times. Mike Weir was just a solid golf tournament by him. But I said it, and I wrote it in a piece on Fox Sports. You know, there's not a golf course that sets up better for somebody than Augusta does for Bubba Watson. I mean, the fact you can hit that big high cut is just so beneficial. And I do think that this is a great golf course for left-handers. And I think that, you know, Bubba might win one or two more before his career's over because, you know, given his age and the fact that this is a place he can dominate with his distance.
Well, and maybe if he keeps playing this way for the final round, Spieth will play left-handed just to make it fair.
He might have to. Who knows how he can play lefty? I've seen some of these guys hit some shots around the hand before that would really, really surprise you. It's pretty impressive. This is just one of those sit back and watch things. My dad, who loves the Masters, has been texting and calling me over and over again. Can you believe this is happening? I mean, it's one of those really special days. And really, considering the hype going into this Masters, it could have been a letdown, and so far it's been complete opposite of that.
Well, we'll let you get back to it. It's a terrific opening round and a great developing story. You can follow it, of course, with Shane Bacon on FoxSports.com. Shane, thanks for checking in from Augusta, and have a great weekend.
Hey, anytime.
14 minutes after 5 o'clock here. It is downtown.